And I was in an archaeological dig in Greece in my 50s, climbing a mountain every day with a bunch of 20-year-olds for 6 credits. And it was awesome. So, people say, geez, you've got a great life. And what they don't realize is that I created it out of desperation at first. And then...
Welcome to the Business Ownership Podcast, brought to you by Awareness Strategies, helping you navigate the waters between entrepreneurship and ownership.
Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedlick, and I'm super excited to have you here today because I am here with my most amazing guest, Janet. Janet, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So give everybody a highlight of who you are and what you do for business.
Well, my name is Janet Wisawati. That's how you pronounce it. I turned 70 this past week. So
congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So it's all about me this week or this month.
Absolutely.
All about me.
Absolutely.
And I never finished high school. I married at 18, 2 kids by 21. And then my husband joined the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and we started moving. I had very little confidence and we lived all over the place. And then one day I was offered a job with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police as a temporary for maternity leave. And I said, okay, no clue that I could even do such a thing. That's how low my confidence was. And ended up like a 40-year career. And all the ups and downs and stuff. So after I had a bad car accident, one of four during that time. And
four car accidents?
Well, more than that now, but I had 4 in 10 years and that one took me out for a year. And I want to really say, and this goes into where I go with what I do now, is that it saved my life. It literally saved my life. And so gratitude is one of my big things, but it did put me off work for a year. Mentally, I could not mentally do my job of emergency dispatch for the police. I just was not in that mind that I could do that. They found health issues that I did not know I had that if left could have been terminal. Ovarian cysts, I had a arterial venous malformation, and then I was diagnosed with PTSD.
Holy.
And I thought all of it, the PTSD was all to do with my job. And I found this wonderful psychologist. And I want to share with everybody, it's not a shame thing to go and seek help. And that don't stay with someone if you don't click with them or you don't feel comfortable with them. The first person I saw, I wouldn't pay somebody to go see her. But then I found a wonderful one who literally changed my life, helped me through it, gave me great tools that I use to this day. But then what happened is she said to me, she said, "You don't need to work with me anymore." And I said, "Oh my God, now what?" Because there is nothing that takes you forward from that space. And when you go through a trauma and you seek professional help, and I don't mean just a psychologist, like everybody I worked with, massage therapists, it's in our body. We have to do the whole bunch, find your health team or your healing team. But there was nothing like, okay, I worked with her. And now who am I? Because I've gotten rid of or shifted some of this in me and there's a void. How do you fill that void? And if you're not filling it by going forward and learning new things, then you go back into it. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. That's why they say they don't heal from trauma and PTSD and that, because there's nothing to inspire them. They don't have a purpose anymore. They had a purpose maybe for their career and can't do that career anymore. And so how do you shift that? So I call myself a now what coach, because that's the stage I was at. And so what I did is I found ways to work on me. Mm-hmm. I did workshops on personal development, and I did, so what I trained with Jack Canfield. I've got, I'm a certified success coach and trainer. I did my master NLP timeline therapy, hypnotherapy. I did all these courses. I did all these courses to help me move forward.
Nice.
And so the thing is, there's so many people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I listened to your podcast with Mike, and I don't know whether I'll say his name right, Caruso. But we all have a story.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't share that story, we think that it's ours and nobody else is like us, or how can we help somebody move forward? But you know, it took one person to change my life, one person. And she told me, I worked with her my first time with the RCMP, my first section. And she said, Jenna, go back to school. And I said, no, I'm not smart enough. And she says, yes, you are. And I had to take her word for it. She had a master's degree in education. And the only reason that she was working there is because it was Victoria, British Columbia, and it's inundated with people there and teachers in that. And she couldn't get a job when they moved there. So she told me, like, no, we don't know what we don't know. She told me, go to the college and write the entrance exam. I didn't know you could write an entrance exam as a mature student. And I passed it. In fact, it said I was writing at university first year level. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So over those years, I've been in a college or university or studying something every decade. In fact, I'm in a university online course right now. And graduated from that, no degree, but I've done things like, I studied in Rome, first century Rome, with one of the university, and I was in an archaeological dig in Greece in my 50s, climbing a mountain every day with a bunch of 20-year-olds for 6 credits, and it was awesome. So, you know, awesome. What people say, geez, you've got a great life. And what they don't realize is that I created it
mm-hmm.
out of desperation at first, and then my husband had a heart attack at 43, and I had teenagers then, and we had always said we wanted to try when you retire, but then something like that happens, and I had health issues and stuff, and it's like, why are we waiting? Mm-hmm. People die young, and so instead of saying I can't afford, I changed the narrative. How can we? And so through studying, I like studying, so take the course. Mm-hmm. And so I'll stop there. That's what led me to what I do, because I think what I have done can help somebody else, and letting them know you can do it too. It's okay. I give you permission. And here's how you do it. And Mike talked about mentorship. Well, I talk all the time. And like yesterday, I talked to two people, once in a bookstore. I was looking for a particular book. The author's Canadian, like, why aren't her books everywhere? And it was chapters in Canada, which would be like one of your major stores, bookstores down in the States. And I said, you know, and then started talking to her. Well, Les and I house it all over the world now, because we love to travel. We invested in our kids. And if you have kids, they don't usually pay big dividends so that you have a good retirement. So,
what? And here we were counting on them. Dang.
I know. Well, I keep telling them they better take good care of me in my old age, or I'll come back and haunt them. But you know what? It's creation. So I talked to her. I talked about the house sitting, and then I'm taking care of my mental health and my physical health. So what do you do? I had a doctor's appointment to go over some blood work, and then I had a mammogram. Well, with the mammogram, I was talking to the girl that was doing it, the technician, and about house sitting. So then we spent another 5 minutes. So how do you do that? How do you do that? Where do you do that? And so, you know what? Sharing your stories and sharing what you do can help change lives. And so I do that now. I'm part of a first responder group. It's called The Power of Our Story. It's a virtual group in the States. So any first responders, they're quite welcome to join it. They can always contact me. I'm on LinkedIn. And so it's just, I believe now at 70, I'm owning it. I'm a teacher. I share stuff. I'm a healer, whatever, because I've had to do it myself. And life is worth living. And when something throws you ball, you know, I loved listening to his interview because he was so wise. It's take those things that show up that may be a negative, like that car accident, and say, okay, this had a purpose. It saved my life. Now, a lot of people aren't in that realm of belief system, and that's okay. It's their journey. But if you don't plant a seed, they may not get to that growth. And so that's who I am. My business is Worldly Connections, because I believe that, you know, we're a human family and we need to stay connected. I had a online radio show before podcasts were a real popular thing. I had it for a year. And what I do is I just, and it was called Worldly Connections. What I do is I'd listen to, or I'd read a piece, blog, and I send a message off. I did to this psychologist. He wrote a piece called Letter to My Daughter. So I sent him a message. Can I have you on my radio show? And he said, yes. I was volunteering at one of Jack Canfield's events in Texas. And I was at the door and people were waiting to come back in. But this one couple came back first. So I'm chit-chatting them, and then they were into cryptocurrency. And I said, what's that? Do you want to come on my show? So that's all of me. And I fought for a long time with myself in the fact that, what's your niche? What's your niche? What's your niche? Who are you? Do you know what? I'm all of me. And if I don't bring all of me to the table, you don't get any of the benefit. That's me.
I love it. That is awesome. So when you're working with people and kind of helping them through things, is there something particular that usually starts them off with those conversations? Is it usually business? Is it usually confidence? Is there a common thread, or is it everything?
It's pretty much everything. Like, because of my career working in emergency dispatch, I'll ask questions that some people may never ask you. I'll give you an example, and it's not the question so much as who I am. I haven't seen this one person for, I don't know, years. And we went to a celebration of life, and she was there, and I hadn't seen her for ages. And we were just talking about her because we had done a Come As You'll Be party event, Come As You'll Be in 5 years event many years ago, I think 2012. Anyways, we're sitting there chatting, and we're talking about who we are and why, when we do come together, things work, because she's the heart person and I'm the no bullshit person. So if you're saying you can't do something, I'll say, okay, tell me why. And then I'll punch holes in it. Because, you know, when I grew up being told I couldn't do things, you know, I wanted to be a stewardess. And when I read a book about a stewardess in the 50s and in the 60s, and when I finally, you know, was in a position I could apply, I was too short and I couldn't wear glasses. And in those days you had, and just prior to that, you had to be a nurse first. Women didn't go into policing at that stage. So there was, and anything I thought I might want to do, my mom would say, no, you wouldn't like that. And you know what? She was right. But in the same aspect, when you're surrounded with other students, and I lived in a small town, like about 500 people, that are very, very smart. I hadn't known at the time, and that's part of the journey, right? I hadn't known at the time, that really I was a nonconformer and I just thought different than others. And it's okay, but it took me a long time to get there. And so if I can help somebody get there faster, whether it's business or personal or parenting, we've raised grandchildren too. And so we've taken what was thrown to us and hopefully turned it around.
So give us an example of a Cinderella story of one of your clients.
This one, her name is Virginia. She's amazing. I was at an event in Las Vegas and it was a networking, multi-level networking event, but we weren't to talk about anything that we sold or anything. And it just had guest speakers and Tony Robbins was there and great people, right? And it was huge. I don't know, about 4,000 people there. And the last day of the event, this woman sat next to me. And we started talking and she lived in Panama. She was Canadian, but lived in Panama. And she says, you know, I want to do this. I want to do that. And she says, I just don't know how I'm going to do that. And so I turned around and I looked at her. I says, well, I work with people like you. And she says, you do. So we set up a phone call for a month later, or when we both got home. And she signed up to work with me for a year. And within 6 months, she had accomplished all of those things on her list. And she has gone from selling her business that she was running remotely to doing healing. And she's got her own healing center now. Like, it's just, you know, phenomenal. That makes my soul sing, you know, that just, but she was willing to take a chance on somebody.
Awesome. I love that. So other than somebody kind of not feeling fulfilled or not accomplishing the things that they want to in life, what are some of the struggles that somebody might be having right now and they're thinking, oh, Janet, I need you so badly?
Do you know what? Change. I've noticed that people that are now retiring, they don't know where to go. And I'll give my husband as an example. His dream was to be a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. He didn't get it the first time. And when he finally got in, like, that was his life. Yeah. And after 28 years, he, you know, something happened. He got frustrated and he just, that's it. And he walked off. Like, he had enough time and he had his 28 years. He went through a depression for 10 years before something shifted. And it's sad because he was so involved with his job. And I think a lot of police officers, first responders, and women who are, I think, more corporate and stuff. And that doesn't mean anybody else can't be as well. You know, the other side of it is that they're so living for their children. They lose themselves. They have no idea who they are anymore. And I was blessed with, I don't know if we have a better word, curiosity. Like, my mom said I was born talking and I just was different, right? The work, they called me Janet from another planet. But I always had outside interests. And after I could go back to work, I took a course on voiceover that was recommended to do something that was totally different than work, right? Just to shift your energy. Then I went, picked up university again. And why I say I haven't graduated is I've probably been to 6 colleges or universities over all those decades because my husband and I moved, and we didn't move just houses. We moved provinces and cities. So each time we moved, I had to start over again. I've got 3 introductory psychs because each one wanted their own. So I switched to anthropology and classics. But
nice.
So I think that we need to remember to build in our own interests. And whether you join a networking group and get out of the maybe your circle of friends. That's what the RCMP did for me. That when I got that other job, it took me out of the clutch of the mothers complaining, the kids and stuff like that, because that's where I was. You know what? That's what I knew. I didn't think of myself. I've worked in a bank for years, part-time, full-time, you know, but then didn't like the babies, what we had for babysitter, cried myself to sleep at night. So stayed home and looked after other people's kids. So we adapt, but we don't always change our network of friends. And that doesn't mean to leave your friends behind. It just means find somebody smarter than you that does something different than you, an interest maybe, and go from there. Join a group. I went to lots of networking sites, business networking sites. I was part of Beta Sigma Phi, you know, when my kids were little, and that was a women's group. And it's just as try and look after you. And that's not easily said. So if somebody is in that situation, maybe they have little kids, or because when I say about now, what? You're single, you've got your job, your career, whatever, right? You get married. Now what? Who are you? Right? Then you have children. Now what? Who are you? You start a new career. Who are you? Have you heard of Fish? It's based on the Seattle Pike Fish Market where they throw the fish.
No, I haven't.
Anyways, there's a workshop around it called Fish. And it says, who are you being when you're doing what you're doing? Mm-hmm. Right. And also play, be there, and make your day. Make your day. So do you play?
Fine.
Take your kids. A friend of mine just posted a picture with her grandchildren, and she's pushing them on the swing. And the radiant smiles on all three of them. Like, that's what people should be doing, is enjoying the moment. And I think, like, I grew up in the era where there were no cell phones. We had a crank phone, actually. Our phone number was 112. And went through the operator. But now with so much technology between TV and the cell phones and the iPads, and I'm just as bad. I'm on social media, so constantly checking and stuff. But the thing is yesterday I did a Facebook Live, but I went to this park in a city we used to live in, because I had to go down there, and it's right in the center of town with the city hall and the library, but it's one of the most beautiful parks, little park in the middle of the city. So I took my shoes off and I walked on the grass and I did a Facebook Live and shared the park and talked about our mental health and our physical health. How are you taking care of it? So, you know what? It's about you. And if you can bring yourself to the table, your best self, your business will do better. You'll connect with better people. And our life is our business. You know, parenting is a type of business.
Absolutely. It's a big business. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. So I know our listeners are going to want more from you. How do they start their journey with you?
They can. I am on Facebook. They can send me a private message. And I am on LinkedIn. Can always send me an email. But I have a tendency to not find emails. I'm probably undiagnosed ADHD. I don't delete as many things as I should, like a bright, shiny object. But I love, my soul sings when I talk to people and can share them the pieces of where I was to where I know they can be.
Right. I love it. We will, of mm-hmm. course, have your links in the show notes. So peeps, just scroll down, click on the links and open them up in a new browser, of course, because we're not done yet. So Janet, we went over kind of the story of it, but I want to know, at what point did you know that you're especially kind of crazy enough to think that you could become an entrepreneur?
I think when I trained with Jack Canfield.
Nice.
And I went to my first event with Jack Canfield, and I call it serendipity, whatever it is. And this is when the internet was still dial up, and it was 2010. We lived on an acreage. So all of a sudden, and I don't know, his, I don't know, ad popped up. He was going to be in Seattle for a 1-day event. And my cousin lived in Seattle. We're in Alberta, Canada. And I thought, oh, I'll go visit her at this 1-day event. So, well, that was the start of it. Because then I signed up for a 7-day breakthrough to success. And then his next one. And then I signed up for Train the Trainer. But it's like drinking water from a well. You can't drink it fast enough. And there's so much. It's like, we got permission. We got taught stuff. And Jack Canfield, if nobody's ever heard of him, and I'm surprised there's so many people that haven't, he's a Chicken Soup for the Soul co-author, but he wrote a book called The Success Principles. And Jack wants everybody who takes any of his programs to go out and teach them. That's what he says, because it's in teaching that we learn. So we teach what we need to learn. And so by teaching them, our first week in Train the Trainer, then we go away for a month or two, and we have to do a half day workshop with what he's taught us. And I thought, oh my God, I can't do a half day workshop. So another girl and I partnered and we did a half day workshop. And then the next time we went through our training, then we had to go back and do a 1-day workshop. And I thought, oh, okay, how am I going to do that? And then the last one, we had to go and do a 2-day workshop. And I thought, oh, how am I going to do these? Do you know, I developed 5 workshops, full day workshops, and I could do 1 of those workshops over a week. And so people did it. Just if something interests you, if you get with the right people, and to this day, I'm still with a lot of, there were 62 of us from 14 different countries that trained live with Jack over that year in 2010 and 11.
That's awesome. I love it. You have been absolutely awesome. Any last words for our peeps?
Do you know what? I give you permission. And you can do it. And just share one more thing is that I wanted to be that stewardess. Mm-hmm. And of course I couldn't be. I love flying. My dad had a plane when we were kids. And then I found a piece of paper I'd written. I didn't date it. I have no idea. I want to fly above the clouds. And when I got my first contract in the Eastern Arctic to be a relief dispatcher, I looked out my window of the plane. I was flying above the clouds. I was not waiting on people. I didn't have to pay for my ticket. Somebody else did. So what you may think you want and think that's the only way, no, it's not the only way. If you look back, like somebody very wise, wiser than me, says you can only connect the dots when you look back.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And I know how valuable it is.
Thank you.
Awesome. Peeps, thank you for being here with us today. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share it with your friends. We love helping entrepreneurs grow.
Are you running a business over 7 figures but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.